This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There was an apparent attack on Friday by Israeli settlers in the West Bank on a Gaza-bound truck, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli military says dozens of Israeli protesters have attacked a truck in the occupied West Bank, beating its driver and setting it on fire in an apparent attempt to prevent resources from reaching Gaza. The military adds soldiers had arrived at the scene and tried to separate the attackers from the driver, adding the protesters then attacked the soldiers, lightly wounding two officers and a soldier. According to Israeli media, the truck was carrying ordinary commercial goods, not aid for Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Israel defended the military necessity of its Gaza offensive on Friday at the International Court of Justice and asked judges to throw out a request by South Africa to order to halt operations in Rafah and withdraw from the Palestinian territory.
The State of Israel requests the court to reject the request for the modification and indication of provisional measures submitted by the Republic of South Africa.
A woman in the audience shouted, "Liars!" The heckler was removed by security guards, a rare protest in the Great Hall of Justice courtroom in The Hague. Israeli forces on Thursday night rescued the bodies of three hostages from the Gaza Strip, Chief Military Spokesperson Daniel Hagari said on Friday. Hagari identified the three who he said were murdered by Hamas while escaping the Nova Music Festival on October 7th, and their bodies were taken into Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu praised the military operation on Friday and repeated a pledge to return all hostages. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. This is VOA News. Russian forces were pressing ahead on Friday with their offensive in northeast Ukraine, as Russian President Vladimir Putin said there were no current plans to occupy Kharkiv City, the regional capital. On a trip to China, Putin said the latest assault was direct retaliation for Ukrainian shelling of Russia's border regions, and Moscow was trying to create a security zone. Moscow launched the surprise offensive into Ukraine's northeast on May 10th, sending thousands of troops across the border and unleashing artillery fire on several settlements. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has again denied arms exchanges with Russia, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
State media on Friday quoted Kim Yo-jong as calling the arms deal the, quote, most absurd theory that was, quote, woven with prejudice and fiction. The U.S. and South Korea have accused North Korea of transferring weapons to Russia for use against Ukraine, which it invaded in February 2022. Both Moscow and Pyongyang have denied the deal, but vowed last year to deepen military relations. In a report seen by Reuters, United Nations sanctions monitors told a Security Council committee the debris from a missile that landed in Ukraine in January was from a North Korean ballistic missile. Then on Thursday, the U.S. announced fresh sanctions on several Russian companies and individuals for facilitating arms transfers between Russia and North Korea.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. U.S. congressional Republicans have advanced an attempt to hold the attorney general in contempt, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees voted Thursday to send contempt charges against Attorney General Merrick Garland to the full House,
recommending that the House of Representatives find Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress.
House Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the White House decision to block the release of audio recordings of President Biden's special counsel interviews from the classified documents investigation.
The American people will not be able to hear why prosecutors felt the President of the United States was, in Special Counsel Robert Hur's words, a, quote, elderly man with a poor memory.
White House counsel Ed Siskel scolded House Republicans, saying the absence of a legitimate need for the recordings lays bare their likely goal to manipulate them for political gain. Jennifer King, Washington.
Slovak Prime Minister Robert Fico has undergone another operation 2 days after an assassination attempt and remains in serious condition, the country's deputy prime minister and defense minister says. Fico, 59, was shot multiple times as he was greeting supporters. A suspected assailant has been arrested. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.